Well, most of you think, or you know, that Pastor Rick is in Oklahoma. I don't know if he planned it or what, but a few weeks back, Pastor Rick handed me this piece of paper. Huh. Take a good look at it. There's some back there if you would like to pick one up. At the bottom of this paper, it says, written by Rick Blaisdell, December 25th, 1983. The gift on my father's Christmas tree is the title of it. And it says, Reflections on My First Christmas as a New Believer. So I thought we could all enjoy this. Just, I got to read it right. My father has a gift for you on his Christmas tree. His tree is quite unique in that it has only one light and one gift. And yet, this gift is unlike anything other gifts you could possibly receive. It is not wrapped in a pretty colored paper, and it's not covered with ribbons and bows like everyone else's gift. In fact, it is rather plain looking, just wrapped in white with many red ribbons. You wouldn't be able to buy this gift even if you had all the silver and gold in the whole world. But my father wants very, very much for you to have this gift. And it won't break like any other gifts. It's absolutely indestructible, and it will last forever, so you won't have to take it back for another. It's so good you won't want to take it back anyway. It comes with a lifetime warranty. This gift is completely portable. You can take it with you everywhere you go, day or night. It will bring an eternity of love and peace. It will be like a miracle medicine, complete healing for your body, soul, and spirit. It will fulfill your every need. By now, you're probably thinking this gift is too good to believe at any price. But this gift is absolutely free. Every household should have it. I know you won't be disappointed. You see, my father is God, and his Christmas tree is the old rugged cross. The gift on the white wrapper is his precious son, Jesus, wrapped in white robes of righteousness. His life was given for you. The ribbons are the blood he shed for the forgiveness of our sins. The light on the tree is also Jesus. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. His light can be your light. So if you're not doing anything special this year for Christmas, why don't you come over to our house? My father has a gift for you on his Christmas tree. Will you receive it? I know he'd be very pleased if you did. Amen.
Amen.